Hello, my name is Martina. I am a guidance counselor at a vocational school. I like my job. It's interesting, sometimes a bit exhausting. But that's just part of it. My colleagues always call me when there are problems. When it needs a frank conversation. And I can listen really well, and that often changes quite a lot. The reason why Max was sent to me by his maths teacher is that Max went off on his classmate burned and, as it turns out, he has done that several times before. Of course, we can't tolerate that here at school. Recently, Max has attacked his classmate Bernd several times. Bernd is quite small for his age. He is rather shy and likes to withdraw. And what does Max do now? He makes life difficult for Bernd wherever he can. During breaks, Bernd is simply no longer safe from him. Max hides his mobile phone or his school things from him and makes jokes about him. The other day Bernd fled to the toilet, but Max chased him there too and splashed him with water. And his maths teacher caught him in the act. This time Bernd called for help so loudly that it could be heard throughout the corridor. And then Max sat in my office all contrite. Then I had a long talk with Max. I like Max very much and know by now that he doesn't really have it easy at home. Max told me during our conversation that his father is often irascible, especially when he has problems and stress at work. And that is quite often the case. Then his father yells angrily, Max is taken to task for little things, and often Max then gets punishments from his father. He gets grounded, has to hand in his gaming console, or his father takes away his beloved smartphone. Max gets very angry in such situations, but doesn't dare to say anything to his father. I then talked a lot about it with Max. At first he said that he didn't really know why he didn't leave poor Bernd alone. Then, during the conversation, we came to the conclusion that Max feels totally annoyed by Bernd. Bernd is quite small for his age and quite shy. And when he starts to fidget nervously, it blows Max's fuses. The fact that Bernd is so small and helpless reminds Max of how he feels at home with his father. When he torments poor Bernd, he is finally the powerful one. The one who dishes it out, and he enjoys that. But it doesn't really make him happy either. He gets an uneasy feeling and that tells him that what he is doing is not really okay. I then told him that when his father rages like that at home, he probably often feels quite helpless. That made Max quite uncomfortable at first. But yes, he then said, he really is very helpless at home in such situations. And that really is a shitty feeling, he said. We then talked about what he would actually like, about his needs. And of course, we also talked about poor Bernd and what his needs might be. Max then had to admit to himself that he wasn't doing Bernd or himself any good with his behavior. After our first conversation, I now see Max regularly. At some point, Max even agreed to have his father come along to one of our talks. His father was very defensive at first. He didn't really want to get involved in the conversation. But the longer we talked, the more he realized how much his son suffers from his outbursts of anger. He was quite affected and promised to get professional help. And really. Later, Max told me that his father is now taking a course in relaxation techniques, and things are finally getting better for Max at home. His father is no longer so angry, he says. And lo and behold, Max has also changed his behavior. He leaves Bernd alone now. Yes, even more. Now he always stands by Bernd when someone in the class says something stupid about him. How do I know that? Of course, I also had a few conversations with Bernd and he's doing much better in class now. Now that Max is standing by him, he has more confidence in himself, and that's really good for him.